ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Franklin Fire in Malibu, California has damaged at least six structures and destroyed nine. It has burned over 6 square miles, and there are no reports of significant injuries or deaths. Dusty Martin is one of the incident commanders.
Currently, we have 6,300 citizens that are evacuated out of their homes, and I want you to know that we do not take that lightly. Our team, our unified command, we are working diligently to get the area secured to be able to get people back into their homes.
The fire is 7% contained. United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was laid to rest on Monday. The man suspected of fatally shooting him in Manhattan last week remains in an Altoona, Pennsylvania jail and is fighting extradition to New York City, where police say of the gun found on Luigi Mangione.
We were able to match that gun to the three shell casings.
For the first time, the NYPD says forensic evidence places the suspect at the location.
We're also able at our crime lab to match the person of interest's fingerprints with fingerprints that we found on both the water bottle and the Kind bar.
The NYPD also says they found a cell phone in an alley near the hotel with a fingerprint that matches as well.
That's CBS's Lilia Luciano reporting. At least one invitation has apparently been extended for President-elect Donald Trump's swearing-in. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs with details.
President-elect Donald Trump has invited China's Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month, multiple sources told CBS News. Trump invited Xi in early November, shortly after the election, an unusual move for an incoming president. Inauguration officials are also making plans for additional foreign dignitaries to attend the swearing-in in at the Capitol on January 20th. Jennifer Jacobs, CBS News, Washington.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says he will resign from his post at the end of the current administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson says of the decision,
something new is happening. It's a new day in America. We need a change at the FBI.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for the FBI director is Kash Patel. A study finds that early-onset colorectal cancer rates are rising in more than half of 50 countries and territories worldwide. In 14 countries, including the U.S., rates are increasing in young adults while stabilizing in those 50 and older. The American Cancer Society's Dr. William DeHutt.
The American Cancer Society changed our guidelines in 2018 to actually recommend colorectal screening starting at age 45. That population in the United States between 45 and 49 actually has a very low rate of colorectal screening. So I don't think the word has really caught on.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
There's a snow shortage this year in Santa's hometown in Lapland, Finland, and scientists say climate change is to blame.
Santa's official North Pole residence in the Arctic Circle is usually a popular tourist attraction. But a warm autumn has transformed a festive landscape into a mix of ice and sludge.
There was exceptionally high temperatures in the beginning of November.
The snow shortage has forced some travel companies to cancel trips to Finland. And experts say it's all down to climate change. And that's left reindeer struggling to dig up their food. While it's not the winter wonderland visitors were expecting,
Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus and his helpers remain optimistic and insist deliveries are on schedule. Hint Hassan, CBS News, London.
The NFL and Nike extend their partnership with a 10-year deal and will focus on growing the sport globally, increasing participation, and developing new talent. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few flurries out there overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower single digits, or wind chills between 10 and 15 below with gusty west winds up around 40. Mostly sunny skies Thursday, highs in the lower teens. Right now, it's 13.
Being drawn, nobody's right,
if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat, a thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. People may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful
beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together, 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 together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Winter wonder, winter wonderland. Winter, winter wonder, wonderland.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news, or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See, this is Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. In me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Yeah.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
frisky in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
News on the hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Mother Nature is finally cooperating a bit as firefighters battle the wildfire in Malibu, California. The winds have subsided. CBS's Carter Evans reports 20,000 people remain under evacuation orders.
Oh, dude, I can't stop this.
Some Malibu homeowners stayed, including doctors, filmmakers, and even a judge. Community volunteers who worked with LA County Fire to save homes. For Keegan Gibbs, it's personal.
I've lost my house in 2018. So, I mean, when there's a fire that is impacting our area, we make ourselves available.
The fire has destroyed more than a dozen structures. The charges against Luigi Mangione for the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO in Manhattan may be upgraded. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
NYPD sources tell CBS News that once extradited to New York, there are plans to change his charges from second-degree murder to premeditated first-degree murder. And CBS News has also confirmed that just days before the shooting, Mangione's mother filed a missing persons report with the San Francisco Police Department.
Police say they found Mangione's fingerprints on a water bottle and protein bar wrapper near the murder scene. South Korea's president is not going down without a fight. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
President Yoon Sung-yeol insists he will fairly confront impeachment or investigation, defending himself against insurrection charges, and now apparently refusing to step down voluntarily, as the ruling party's leader has expressed support for Yoon's impeachment, having boycotted last Saturday's initial parliamentary vote on the matter.
At least seven members of the president's party say they will vote to impeach him. FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced he will resign.
The right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration.